NUE monitoring. HKX KO4NUE. A3JCA KO4NUE. 4NUE clear. QLG KO4NUE. 4QLG KO4NUE. Anybody talk to me today? KO4NUE clear.
KFW mobile.
AFW KO4NUE. Good evening, sir. How are you? I'm a good afternoon. Just, we had a little excitement here at the house this morning. I had a big white balloon come over to the house. Big old thing. I called it the Chinese spy balloon. I don't think it was. I think it was just somebody playing a joke. But at any rate, it come over the house this morning. I took some pictures of it. Me and Anna got there with the binoculars looking at it for a while. We just, you know, it's pretty bad when, you know, you don't have any excitement and you just absolutely excited when a balloon comes over the house.
They said that the path is supposed to take it over us, but I don't know.
We just see something hanging off the bottom of it. I didn't see anything look like solar panels or anything like that or what's on the news. And it was definitely much lower. I'm gonna say 600 to 800 feet. I probably do the math or something, try to figure that out. But it definitely was not up at no 10,000 feet. But at any rate, it was just, you know, interesting morning.
See you this morning.
2-3 hours ago, I guess. I think that's about right. I'll look at my phone. I'll tell you exactly when I took the picture. Hang on. 7, KO4NUE.
Well, I ain't got long to talk. We're almost destination now. We gotta run out here and see if we can get some pictures taken to renew our passports.
Yeah. Well, appreciate you dropping by. I hadn't talked with you in a while. And I'm just doing a little testing here with the new radio I got. And just trying to test things out, see what's going on with it. But anyway, y'all be safe. 73, bud. And I'll talk at you later on down the log. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
All right, Chad. You guys have a good one, and we'll catch up with you another time. Been missing you on the morning crew. KN4TFW.
KO4NGU.
KO4NUE. Go ahead, sir.
What radio did you get?
Put in here, trying out this antenna I built, and just you know, see what I can do with the repeater as far as putting low wattage into it. Anything unusual about the signal?
It's full quieting. If that's a walkie-talkie, I wouldn't touch a thing.
Well, I'll send you a picture here in a minute on what I'm transmitting with. And how you been doing?
Excellent. Headed home. Been staying 2 days with my mom a week. Any mapping out of the simplex test yet?
Yeah, roger that. We're about done with it. I got a couple more stations to go, and I'll probably be sending that out tomorrow. And just probably discuss it Monday night.
Surprised to have nothing but a mobile antenna. I heard 12 stations.
No, I went way up in elevation, and I was really shocked at the difference that elevation made. But it was pretty eye-opening.
It was eye-opening to me was the number of people running 9700s or other expensive radios.
Yeah, I had a lot of good suggestions from all the members that participated, and we're gonna talk about those Monday night too. But one of them was, running so much wattage. You know, typically radio's 50 watts. I honestly didn't think anything about it, but I think we may consider doing one of these with handies and see what they'll do. I don't know. What do you think?
Anywhere with handy donkeys, just to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I'm sending you a little video. Reply back on the phone, please. But anyway, you'll know why when you see it. Anyway, let me get on out of here. Phil, it's nice talking to you, bud. And my kids start to show up for ribs and chicken. So let me get on out. Nice talking to you. 73, bud.
Might show up myself. Just kidding. W4 never give up, Clear.
Station, this is KO4NUE. Do you have a call sign, sir? Station, this is KO4NUE. Do you have a call sign, sir? UE, if you do not have a call sign, sir, please stay off of the frequency. KO4NUE, clear.
K4RM Mobile.
Damn, KO4NUE. How are you today, sir?
Afternoon, Chad. I'm doing pretty good. This is Fred. Hope you are.
Good. We've had a little noise on the repeater this morning. Some pirate running up there and trying to get him off frequency. Other than that, how you been doing today, sir?
Just out running errands. It was nice to put a face with a call sign. I saw you at Greenwood Ham Fest. Just briefly introduced, but I don't know if you remember or not.
K4RM. Is that the correct call?
Standing with a group of people, and I can't remember now who looked at you and said, "This is Chad," and I spoke to you just briefly, but that's the first time I had put a face with a call sign over.
I think I remember that. I was a little bit overwhelmed with all the bobs and bits and radios and this, but at any rate, nice meeting you. What you out doing today?
Doing this, that, and the other, stopping here, there, and yonder, if you know what I mean. Yeah, that Greenwood Ham Fest was it's a small one, but I thought they had a pretty decent turnout, you know, given that they hadn't had it since the COVID.
I got to meet the South Carolina Single Side Band was up there, and I got to meet some of the people I talk with on HF all the time. That was kind of neat. You know, when I got my license, I think we were just coming into COVID. I can't recall. So I haven't had a real opportunity to do a lot of eyeball QSOs. And I think actually that was my first to talk people on the radio all the time and then actually get to see them face to face. It was it's pretty neat, actually, and I think I'm gonna go to the Ham Fest just do that. I mean, I like to look around, but I like to meet people too. And it was, you're right, it was a good Ham Fest.
Mobile, yeah. Well, you know, I this was before you got on the air, but I'm originally from Greenwood. Of course, I live up in Piedmont now, but for 4 years I spent down in Greenwood taking care of my elderly father. And while I was there, I was president of the Greenwood Club for a couple of years, so I know all those Greenwood folks, so it was good to get back to see them. But, as soon as COVID hit, of course, they didn't have it for the next 2 or 3 years, so this, I guess it was 2 years they missed it, but it was good to see it back in operation. And hopefully, you know, things will kind of pick up now that, we don't have to worry so much about COVID.
Well, it's still around, but, you know, I don't know, man. It's been a little over three years, I think, and we lost three family members before the vaccine got here, and one of them was Donnie. He was my age, first cousin, and boy, that really was scary. We got a lot of elders in our family, and lost my uncle, first cousin, and I'm not sure he's actually related. We call him related. You know, you got family members like that. That's you call him uncle or grandpa or whatever. Billy, he's all within, you know, I think it was about 3 to 8 day window. And man, it was not a good time.
Yeah, but you know, somehow we got through it, and hopefully we won't. I know it's still out there, but it's not as bad as it was. At least I hope it never gets that way again. And I don't think there was a family that went through that didn't have, you know, lose somebody or you know, maybe not, you know, not a sibling or a parent or whatever, but somebody in the cousin line or whatever. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, when Danny went to the hospital, we took him down to the hospital, and that was it. We took him to they took him through a set of double doors, and that was it. There's no contact after that. And I tell you, that was the hardest thing for the family, knowing that you know, he died back there by himself. I mean, we hoped and nurses or somebody was with him, but my gosh, man, that alone in itself just was tough, and even tougher at the funeral, because you know, everybody's scared to come to the funeral, and I mean, it just I wouldn't say destroyed the family, it was just tough. I mean, it was hard for them to get over, and the two daughters still, you know, they just bust out in tears every time I see them. But it's just that was rough. I don't care to ever go through that again.
I mean, well, maybe hopefully you won't have to. You've been going down to the your hunting place, your camp lately.
Weeks ago, checking things out, and just trying to enjoy the beauty a little bit. But I noticed the muskrats are back on my pond, so I'm gonna have to get back on them. And I think I got a couple another beavers moved in, so I'm gonna have to get my ticket again from DNR and see if I can get it under control and tear my dam up if I don't do something about it.
I don't know anything about what the muskrats do.
They'll get about 6-8 inches below the water line and dig a hole into the dam. And they'll burrow 2 or 3 feet into the dam and then just below the water line. And then they'll dig up above the water line, build little shelves in there. So they've got a burrow that's, you know, you have to go through water to get to. But they'll dig little rooms, you know, above the water line inside the dam for them to nest or live or whatever. And it just destroys the dam. I mean, it start leaking, and next thing you know, the dam's compromised. So I have to go through this about every year and get me a special permit from DNR and try to keep them under control, because it just devastate a small pond.
Learned something new. I'd never heard of that. That's interesting. I know I've heard of problem with beavers, you know, what they'll do, but didn't realize the muskrat could cause that much damage. And I guess you get a special permit, you can can kind of get rid of them with that permit?
Fur bearing project. So there's a couple ways you can do it through DNR, but I'll get a license for a year to trap, and I report what I trapped, and then they want some data to go along with it. You know, the size, the weight, the length, was it healthy, that kind of thing for research. You know, that way, you know, feel like I'm doing something instead of just destroying the animal. But you just fill out a, you know, tell them what the location is. They'll give you a little special permit. And at the end of the year, you have to report, you know, on a, I call it a scientific piece of paper, but it's just a form that you fill your information in there. And then that gets rolled up for DNR study, gets printed out in the DNR magazine quarterly, I think.
So I guess that's a good thing. It helps them, helps them keep the ecological balance, I guess, is what they call it. Kind of like when they, I know when bear hunting season, they, you know, everybody has to turn in the bears that they harvest, and they keep records on that. So I guess it's all trying to keep nature in balance.
That give you a pretty good bit of latitude to, you know, manage, you know, your property. But this is, like I said, an opportunity to give a little bit of research, you know, the health and population, and some questions in there I don't understand, you know, depth of fur and the thickness of fur, and I'm sure there's a reason for that. I just kind of give you a little scale to go by. And you gotta use certain size traps, and traps have to be marked with your license number. So I got these little special tags I put on there. It's like real thick tinfoil. You just kind of mash your license number in that tag. It's real soft, and that goes with the trap. But you can't use. You gotta have a certain size trap. Gotta be legal. All that, you know. But you know, it's pretty interesting to see what you come across. I got some game cameras up there too. I like to see the wildlife. It's pretty interesting.
Like it? Well, I hope you have success with that. I know that's kind of a nuisance, but something you have to deal with if you're gonna have property. Okay, Chad, I'm fixing to make my first stop here. It's good to hear you. Appreciate the ride along, and you have a good rest of the day. We'll talk to you later. KO4NUE, this is K4RM. Mobile, I'll be clear.
RM, KO4NUE, 73, bud. Be safe. Have a wonderful day. I'm clear, but monitoring. UE, monitoring.
W1IMX Mobile.
IMX, KO4NUE. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Your name is Doc Delta Oscar Charlie. And we just had to run some errands. We're heading back out to Townville. It's a nice day, but it's still a few degrees chill here, and I'd like to see it.
It is chilly out there. Sun is out, but it is cold. And I think I'm just going to hang around the house today. Kids are coming in for lunch from college, so we're going to try to have a good afternoon.
Got anything planned? Wife is out volunteering somewhere. I had a couple errands to run. Once we get home, I don't think we're going to go out again. It's only about 40 degrees out here.
Crazy station, unlicensed operator on the frequency today, so if you hear him come in, just ignore him. But we had some excitement around here this morning. We had I call it the Chinese spy balloon, came over the house. I don't think it was. I think somebody's playing a joke. But it was about 600-800 feet, I estimate, and it went right over. So me and my wife's out there with the binos looking at it for a while.
According to everything I've seen and heard, this thing hangs out between 30,000 and 60,000 feet. It was at 650 feet. Sounds like somebody's playing games. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what they're going to do with that thing. They never should have let it enter U.S. airspace.
We'll see. I expect they'll get it down somehow. But, it's just, I don't know what to think about it, really. Once, all in one, but, it's at that altitude, it's out of my hands. All I can do is just talk about it.
Yeah. They need to bring it down and see what the payload was. Look at the equipment they had on that thing and see how it stacks up against their own stuff.
Listen, bud, kids starting to roll in, so I better get in there in the kitchen and be seen. I'm doing ribs and chicken today, and we having hasslebacks with them, so everybody likes the hasslebacks, so let me get in there and get started on them. Anyway, nice talking to you, sir. You have a wonderful day. It's KO4NUE. I'm clear.
KW1IMX Mobile. Hope you're cooking indoors. Have a good afternoon.